With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's not a plan B or a fallback should the H-2A Ag and Legal Workforce Act fail to gain enough support, but U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's of vital importance to the labor shortage crisis. Newhouse says this amendment would extend the H-2A program beyond seasonal work to all of agriculture, but the Ag Labor Reform Bill is still high on his to-do list.
It's been a long time since Congress has been able to pass any kind of immigration reform, let alone reform to our ag labor laws. And so this will be a big step, a significant step. But like I said, I'm determined that we get it done and we get it done successfully. And if it takes a little more time to educate more members about it, that's what we have to do.
He says the amendment only changes who can use the H-2A program.
I think so. And by the way, this is a bipartisan effort. We had several Democrats as co-sponsors on the bill, and I think there'll be more of them that support it when and if we get it to the floor.
Newhouse says year-round employers might have to get creative.
Like I said, we did a lot of work calling people over the last week, and I think that we are real close to having the necessary number of votes, but not quite there yet, and so we've got a little more work to do.
Newhouse says modern agriculture demands an updating of this bureaucratic H-2A program. The bill is supported by the American Farm Bureau and 200 other agricultural groups. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And Valent's Allison Walston joins us again this week to talk about the oldest apple trees in the Pacific Northwest.
At a whopping 192 years, the oldest apple tree in the Pacific Northwest resides in Vancouver, Washington.
Sounds like Johnny Appleseed.
The story goes that at a party in London, Lieutenant Amelia Simpson was given apple seeds from a lady's dessert and was asked to plant them on the other side of the world as he set out for Fort Vancouver. So in 1826, Lieutenant Simpson planted the seeds, and 4 years later, they harvested apples.
How do they know it's that old?
From core samples, and the Hudson Bay Company has a record of importing the apple seeds.
And there's another really old tree, right?
Renamed and claimed as the oldest grafted standard variety apple tree is in Portland. The yellow bellflower apple on the Dosk Estate was planted in 1850 by Albert Kelly, a minister from Kentucky.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And that's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.